HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Now, today we are talking about jobs, and we're talking about Christmas and potentially the chance for a little bit of extra cash at Christmas, which is never a bad thing. And here from HQ Personnel, I have Sarah McBride. Hello, Sarah.
Hello there.
Now, we have taken a trip out near Ripon to Melmaby, and we are here at Hemingway's. And there's a whole variety of different opportunities for people. What sort of opportunities are we looking at?
So we're going to be really busy with Hemingway's up until the Christmas period. So we're keen to speak to two categories of staff, really. Firstly, candidates that can work in the warehouse. You don't need specific warehouse experience. So if it's a student that's free or somebody that's retired and is just wanting to top up a bit of money for Christmas, that's fine. But somebody who is used to standing on their feet for long periods of time. But it is a lovely warehouse environment here, so anybody would suit that. And then secondly, we are looking for candidates that can work in the office.
Now, this month, we're going to go and meet Toby, who works in the warehouse side, the packing, and I believe it's going to be like a Willy Wonka's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in there. We're going to go and meet a lady called Kaz next month and talk about the administrative side. So should we go and meet Toby in the warehouse?
Yes, let's.
So I have been allowed into the warehouse of Hemingway's, and it is packed to the rafters with chocolate, which is a rather lovely place to be. I'm here with Toby Manser. Hello, Toby.
Hello.
Now, you are working in the warehouse pretty busy at the moment because we have begun the approach to Christmas. So what is it that you do here at Hemingway's?
Well, there's a variety of roles. We prepare customised gifts for corporate businesses and also for people who order off the website, Cadbury's Gifts Direct. And so they're more individual gifts that we have to make up one by one.
So you are kind of like Willy Wonka. You're creating chocolate gifts.
You could say that, yeah.
And how long has it been that you've worked here at Hemingway's?
Almost a year, I suppose, but I'm on a fixed-term contract, so I'm not quite permanent yet.
And what was it you were doing before?
I was in engineering before, but I got made redundant. So I was looking to find somewhere quickly through HQ recruitment.
So you went through HQ personnel and they sorted you out with this place. And what's it been like to work? What sort of a team is it? What sort of an atmosphere do you get?
Yeah, I really like it. It's a very friendly place, and that's why I came back. The managers are pretty good, which is very important.
They might be listening, Toby.
Exactly. But yeah, no, I enjoy myself. It's a really fun place, good atmosphere.
And I presume it does get pretty hectic as you approach Christmas.
It does, yeah. It does ramp up towards the Christmas period. And also Halloween, we get quite a busy spurt.
Oh, yeah, of course, because trick-or-treating.
Yeah, lots of...
Do you get special Halloween-themed chocolate coming in?
There are. We had green eggs, green cream eggs last year, and all sorts of chocolate spiders and things.
So what would you say for people who are maybe thinking, fancy a bit of extra cash for Christmas, or they're maybe like you wanting to find something fairly quickly? What sort of people would you like to come and join the team here?
Yeah, anyone who's energetic and can handle the pace but it enjoys a pleasant workplace. They're quite generous to the staff, so yeah, I'd recommend it to anyone who's looking for a bit of extra cash.
Do you ever get free chocolate?
We do occasionally get free chocolate and also discounted rates.
We say that we are packing a lot of chocolate here, and I am currently surrounded by a lot of chocolate, Toby. What retailers are you working with?
Well, it's the majority of our stuff is Cadbury's, but they also have Green and Black's ranges, and we have things like Toblerones and fruit gums, wine gums.
So there's
a
large range.
Well? Yeah, we do some sweeties.
In your opinion, if you had to choose a winner between Cadbury's, Green and Black's and Toblerone, what would it be?
Personally, for me, I don't eat a lot of chocolate, so when I do, I like a bit of Green and Black's.
Green and Black's, very classy. Very classy, Toby. On your average day coming to work, you turn up, I don't know what hours you do, Toby. You were 9 to 5, lad?
Yes, at the moment.
Yeah? What sort of thing would be in your day-to-day routine? How does it go for your normal day?
In the morning, we tend to prep for bigger corporate orders. Then in the afternoon, we're doing customised sort of individual orders. And then I'll be sorting out postage and couriers and sending them out, getting them all out the door, that sort of thing.
Toby, thank you very much for talking to us. And I'm sure you're waiting with open arms to get those people who are ready for the Christmas rush.
Absolutely, yeah.
So back with Sarah here, and Toby sounds like he's having a great time actually involved in that warehouse. What can people expect if they come to you at HQ Personnel and want to apply for a job here at Hemingway's? What are some of the benefits of coming to work here?
So weekly pay, obviously that's quite useful in the period that we're in coming up to Christmas. Also every temp is entitled to holiday pay from word go, and we also have a pension scheme that they can contribute to as well. And it looks great on your CV. It's good experience. They're a lovely client to work for.
Now, HQ Personnel are doing all the recruitment for Hemingway's, so what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Please call. Don't send CVs. We want to speak to you. So our telephone number is 01423 520 220.
And can they get that phone number online if needs be?
Yes. Our web address is www.hqpersonnel.co.uk.
Sarah, thank you very much. We'll be back next month to meet Kaz.
Thanks, Beth.
HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.